People here are angry at UN peacekeepers they say have failed to protect them. This UN convoy was withdrawing to the regional capital Goma following attacks by the M23 rebel group, widely seen as a proxy of neighbouring Rwanda. The Democratic Republic of Congo's army and the UN have failed to stop M23's advances in the last year. People here have fled the fighting and made barriers to defend themselves.
The peacekeeper started firing shots into the air and the convoy broke through the barriers. They did not comply with the instructions. We attacked them with a lot of stones and we succeeded to stop the vehicles. And then the crowd burned them down.
On Monday, people protested in Goma against Rwandan military aggression. Congo's government expelled Rwanda's ambassador and recalled its own ambassador from Rwanda. The US says it's concerned about Rwandan military involvement in Congo. Rwanda denies it. Now, Kenya says its troops will join the conflict. Kenyan President William Ruto announced they'd enter Congo under the banner of a new East African Community Regional Force. Regional heads of state agreed to it earlier this year.
And it is our responsibility to confront criminals, terrorists, and all negative elements, including armed groups.
It's not clear where they'll go and if they'll fight armed groups, including M23. Ugandan troops were already in Congo when the agreement was reached. They'd entered a year ago. It was Uganda's and Rwanda's invasions of Congo in the 1990s that led to two wars involving dozens of countries from Africa and beyond. Congo's vast mineral wealth was at the centre of it. People in eastern Congo have suffered instability ever since. Congo's government says it needs foreign military support. Rights groups and political opposition say bringing in more foreign armies, once again, will be disastrous. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera.